friends, and welcome to Dice and an Extra Slice, our Bake Off review podcast, where we give our opinions on Bake Off.
We do.
Because we love Bake Off.
Well.
And we're opinionated.
We do love opinions.
Yeah. I'm Alicia. I'm poorly this week, friends, so if I sound a bit unenthused about the baked goods, it's mostly that I'm feeling really sick, but I've got a honey and lemon with me, so power through.
And I'm the honey and lemon itself, Josh. I'm citrusy, a burn.
Also, you're sticky.
I am sticky. I'm always a little bit sticky. Your lips are blue.
Well, that's a concern for my health.
It is a concern for your health. Mexican week.
Mexican week. It is a first for Bake Off. It is a brand new week that has never been done before. Do you think they'll do it again?
No, because it's been slated online for being non-representative of Mexican culture.
Really?
Yep.
Has it actually?
Yeah.
When you say not representative, is it that they thought the bakes were, like, not typical Mexican food, or...?
Yeah, pretty much. I've clicked off the website now, but there was, like, a whole article of people saying, like, it just wasn't very Mexican of them. And the dishes weren't, in fact, Mexican.
To be fair, I was a bit... It started with Matt and Noel doing their weird bits that they always do, and they were stood outside the tent in poncho, kind of knitted ponchos.
And sombreros.
And Matt was talking about how he wanted to make a Mexican joke, and Noel was saying, well, no, you can't make a Mexican joke because people will get upset. And just the whole way they were delivering it was a bit like... when your elderly relative is like, oh, you can't say anything these days, or the kids will get upset.
Oh, used to be all right, my neighbour had a dog with that name. Yeah.
They did, in fact, then Matt said, oh, not even Juan, which, you know, is what it is. It just was a poor start. I just don't like Noel and Matt. You know, I feel like there was elements of last season where they weren't as bad, but this season, I feel like because they're bad, they're not doing as much, which I enjoy that they're doing less, but I miss having very, like, engaging presenters that talk to the bakers.
Well, what's interesting, Matt and Noel have more natural chemistry than Noel and Sandy had together. Remember Sandy Toxic?
Yes, but Sandy was better as an individual.
Yeah. But no one is comparing to Mel and Sue.
Mel and Sue were spectacular.
They were great. Signature.
Signature, they had to make pan dulce.
12 of them.
12 of them. I assume identical, because that tends to be the shtick.
Tends to be it when they're making multiples, yeah.
So pan dulce is kind of like a sweet enriched dough.
Sweet enriched dough, kind of brioche vibes.
But there's lots of different pan dulces that you can make. Most people in the tent made conchas.
Which
is basically like a cakey, bready thing on the bottom with some kind of cookie that's crunchy on top, is the vibe that I got.
Conchas is apparently derived from like shell or like a seashell kind of vibe.
It just looked like a crunchy biscuit to me that they laid on the top.
But you've got a bread with a sugar flour water mix on top that's kind of similar to cracklan, which is a thing. It is a thing on its own. Google it.
Carol did an anise one though, didn't she? Carol
did do orange and anise, which apparently is traditional.
But it was a different type of pan dulce, that's what I'm saying.
But yes.
It was not a cinnamon roll.
It looked like a Chelsea bun, as opposed to these other ones. Abdul made besos. His were coconut and raspberry besos.
Oh, the little coconut buns.
They had some desiccated coconut on the outside. Besos, of course, being Spanish for kiss.
And Kevin did a different one as well.
Yep, Kevin made a borrachitos.
Ah.
Or made borrachitos, I should say. Not a borrachitos, because that'd be like...
That's bad grammar.
That's not grammar.
No. Nope.
And yeah, everyone else made conchas. Shabira made corn on the cob. Cob ones.
Yeah, basically they were...
It's corn!
They were shaped like a corn on the cob, and they had a sweet corn filling.
Sweet corn on the inside,
Sweet corn custard filling. Generally, and this kind of went across all the bakers for the signature this week, considering the signature is the one challenge that they get told about in advance and they can practice at home and kind of perfect before they do it in the tent.
Yeah.
Everyone kind of fucked it.
Everyone missed the mark, but I think they
all of the conchas were, they said, too dry, too tight. They hadn't risen enough.
Yeah.
The cookie bit on top was like too heavy and had weighed it down.
Yeah.
Some of them were burnt and overbaked.
Dry.
Also, this particular dough apparently needs like much longer to prove, and so many people just hadn't given it that proving time.
A lot of enriched... I mean, it's a really common thing with enriched dough whenever they do it on Bake Off, is that people don't leave it to prove for long enough.
Yeah.
But I think it's because they've got such limited time.
You wanted it to be like a big dome, basically. Yeah. Like Rebs's in particular were like flat bread rolls.
Rebs was bad. Maxi's looked pretty bad.
But I think they had quite good flavour, Maxi's.
They did have good flavour. But across the board, not a single person thrived in the signature challenge.
I think Dawn did a little chili peppers.
But that brings me to an interesting point, because you say they get to practice it. But if you don't know what it is that you're practicing, and you've got no point of reference other than what you read about it, how do you know if what you're making is right? I don't know where I could go to find pan dolce, certainly in, you know, the area that we are.
But I mean, research will help because they'll have similarities of what they're meant to be like. And we don't know, maybe Bake Off the show gives them, maybe they get baked some
maybe
and kind of shown what they are.
To, maybe they get to do some recipe development
workshop.
Time.
Yeah.
But that seems unlikely given everything that we know. Because like they were describing them and Paul kept like squinting because he'd just been to Mexico. So he knew exactly what he was looking for. And
sure.
People were like, oh, I think they're like this, 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 and this. And he would squint.
The Paul Hollywood squint.
The Paul Hollywood squint.
Mm.
The Hollywood horizon glare.
No.
The Paul pout.
Yes, it is hard if it's something that you've never made before. But they do get to practice this. But it was basically no one like Sean. Kevin's were great. They loved Kevin's. Mm. But Kevin didn't do ones that were like underproved. His was
sweet
just like a little...
Sweetbreads are made of these. Borrachitos.
They were meant to look like little drunk men, apparently.
Yeah.
Which I
think is perfect. If you intentionally go out of your way to make something that kind of looks a bit wonky, you're
great.
In there.
Although what I will say is you cannot be shit at decorating something or run out of time and then just call it rustic. That it must be one of my biggest pet peeves on Bake Offs, just going,
yep.
Oh, it's a rustic this? Absolutely not.
But we'll get to that particular complaint.
Well, yes.
Next up, technical tacos.
I liked the technical this week just because I was excited for tacos.
Well, it challenged a lot of stereotypes because people generally believe that a taco is a hard shell.
That's curved up.
But actually the taco is the entire thing. And the tortilla is the bready bit. Like the whole thing is the taco, the experience.
Yeah.
It's like tapas.
Yeah, basically like, how they wanted it to be. Josh is making himself
sorry,
laugh.
Sorry, I didn't qualify it. I just said it's like tapas.
Yeah, you did. How the judges wanted it to be was a soft, round tortilla with like, they had steak that they had to marinate with.
They needed to make
some guacamole, some pico de gallo, and
that was it.
They also had to do... Yes, and they also had to do refried beans.
And again, no one had a fucking clue what a refried bean was.
To be fair, I would assume that refried beans were beans that had been fried and then were refried.
Yeah.
But they don't have time to do that in the tent.
Unless they start there.
Also, they're always kind of like mushy and cold and they've kind of got like a, in my experience, it's like a weird light brown mush consistency.
Yeah, and there was no mush there.
There was arguments about whether your guacamole should be like chunky or very smooth.
I'm on team chunk, personally.
Oh, I'm on team no avocado.
you're on team guacamole
I'm
is
team
bad.
No guac. Yeah, I was excited for tacos just because I think it's a fun, different thing that they had to do. And it's nice seeing different people's opinions on thoughts on
skill
how
sets.
It should be. When I was young, we used to have tacos, but we would have the Old El Paso boxes with the hard shells and everything. But my mum made it with like spiced chicken. I'd line down the sides of the taco with cucumber and then I'd put chicken in the middle and lettuce on top.
Oh, so you basically had like Peking duck.
It was the best
pancakes
thing.
But Mexican.
But it was really delicious. And then I realised that normal tacos are made with beef and I instantly was like, no.
You know, the only time I've ever had tacos was at Blue Joanna.
Really? They were really good there. They had chicken ones as well.
It's a Korean fusion place in Norwich. And
I'm really sorry. Good. You're probably going to pick up all the like crinkling sounds. Luna is playing with a load of plastic bao buns. I'm just letting you know if you hear it. Sorry, friends, but we're not re-recording because I'm poorly.
It's a really fun board game you can get called Nice Buns.
Yeah, bought it when we were drunk.
We did. We were so drunk. That's really all there is to say about the technical. Quite inconsistent in terms of like the steak. The steak cooking actually distressed me.
I think it's because a lot of them are bakers, and bakers and cookers are different things.
Mm, yeah, you're right.
Like, you are a wonderful chef.
Thank you.
You are so good at cooking
I'm
food.
I'm getting better at baking.
You are getting much better at baking, whereas I am much more of a natural baker.
Yeah.
I think it's because baking requires precision and following instructions. Baking is not a throw it in and see what happens, generally. Whereas cooking is a lot of tasting, sensing, getting the vibe for something, whereas baking... If you
cooking
cook
is
it for
vibe
too long,
led, baking is instruction led.
Yeah, exactly.
So, with the technical, at the bottom, we've got Rebs and James.
Nope.
No?
At the bottom, we have Carol.
Ah, yes.
Because Carol's tacos, I mean, I fully understand that they're making them from scratch and that's a very different experience. Hers were like the size of coasters. They were so small.
Honestly, they looked like sad crumpets.
And they were thick. They were like thick like biscuits and coaster size.
Yeah.
Because they had to basically flatten them using like a glass dish with like some cling film in between. That was how they were flattening and shaping their tacos. But hers were tiny. I can't believe she didn't at any point think this should be thinner.
And it was bizarre, just across the board for all of them. Like, they're just like, don't really know what I'm going for here. And it's like, you knew Mexican week was coming up. At least look up the flavor profiles.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you know how to make tortillas from scratch.
No, I know, but there were instructions for that. Also, everything else. There are instructions for tortillas.
No, there was the ingredients. It didn't tell you how to cook it. That's what they all said. There was no instruction on actually how to cook it or how long for.
Yeah, but the making of the dough, there was instructions for.
There was ingredients. They don't get many instructions because they were saying they don't know whether to knead it for a long time or whether it's less. You need to knead it less.
But it was a case of make the dough, make the pico de gallo, make the whatever.
Here are your ingredients.
Watching Dawn peel the avocado. Babe, it's a stone fruit. Cut it in half.
Also, she was like slicing towards herself, which I've always been told in food tech at school, never slice towards yourself.
Never slice towards yourself. Never dice towards yourself. You can dice and a slice towards yourself however much you like.
Well done. Very good plug. Plug. Carol had bad tortilla, bad flavour, too spicy, gross.
Yeah.
Next to last was Rebs.
Yep.
Too much seasoning, too much of everything. It just wasn't good.
It just wasn't a good mouth experience.
Also, I meant to say, in the first challenge, Rebs was sick last week, and when she was making her buns in the signature, she burnt them.
Yeah.
Like, she fucked it from the start.
Yeah, she did, yeah.
And then, yeah, James was eighth, because his tacos were too small and not very tasty.
Yeah, they were just bad tacos. Lots of disappointing beef. People undercooking it, overcooking it. Weird.
But steak
just
is
a
very,
time.
Like, personal thing.
No, I know. But they asked for a specific way for it to be cooked.
Did they?
Yeah, I think they specified medium rare. Or medium well, possibly.
Sorry. I'm just looking at my notes. We also forgot to mention James's oysters from the first challenge.
Oh, yes.
He did little buns that had oysters on top. And so he made sugarwork oysters. He did, like, little half circles that he put together into a dome and put a little thing in the middle, and they were little oysters.
He made a little pearl and put it in there.
They were very, very sweet. But his tacos were shit. Third place, Sandro.
Yeah, Sandro did pretty good.
They said they were tasty, just a bit messy to hold. I think he'd overfilled his, which was another problem that a few people had.
And then it was Shabira.
Yeah,
Queen
very tasty, but just hard to handle. I think her tacos were breaking a little bit.
And then top of the list,
Maxi.
Good job, Maxi.
To the max. Delicious. They loved it. Just kept saying very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, really good.
And she was very pleased, which is nice. And then for our show stopper.
Oh,
stopping
hang on.
Of shows.
Taste the Difference.
We haven't talked about the Taste the Difference conspiracy.
Yeah.
Started with soup this week.
You thought it was cake.
Because we've already seen it as soup, so I thought they must show us the cake version now. And then we saw the orange juice cake.
It just looked like a bottle of orange juice.
I'm certain it's CG. You've said it, I can't unsee it.
I'm so intimately familiar with fake cake.
Don't you have a relative who works? Oh, no, they work for Tesco. I was going to see if you could get them to find out, but they work for a different supermarket.
Sainsbury's, if you're listening, we're on to you. We're watching. We're waiting for you to slip up, punk.
We're
going to
find out.
We can get to the showstopper now.
We can talk about the showstopper now. This week's showstopper, they had to make a tres leche cake, which is basically a three milk cake. The three milks are evaporated milk, condensed milk, and double cream.
Yep.
Which, arguably, not a milk. Who knows?
I mean, it's a milk product.
You got to mix it all together and soak your sponges in it.
Yep.
But don't over-soak them, because then the milk will leak out.
And you get wet sponge.
You don't want leaky milk.
Wet sponge is the worst.
But that's the point of this.
I'm going to very loudly and proudly say on here, I hate trifle because it is A, custard, and B, because there is wet sponge. My least favourite thing about a tiramisu, wet sponge.
Yeah, wet sponge is good.
Least favourite thing about Queen of Puddings, wet sponge.
Do you know where the sponge is, though? Good, though? In the Ben and Jerry's birthday ice cream. That sponge somehow manages to stay dry and delicious.
I fucking hate the Ben and Jerry's birthday ice cream.
Do you?
Yeah.
It's one of my tops. It's so good.
I know.
Oh, that's good. That means if I buy it, you won't eat it.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Right.
It has to have at least three layers, this cake.
It has to have at least three layers.
So you've got
to
be careful. If you've got a soggy cake, if it's too soggy, it won't assemble. Yeah.
Not to be confused with three tiers.
No, three layers.
Three bits of
sponge cakes.
With two layers of filling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least.
And decorated, blah, 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 blah.
And it had to be Mexican themed.
Yeah. So Abdul, straight in there, with the most obvious Mexican theme, I think, he made a Day of the Dead cake, which, you know.
I mean, he made a Day of the Dead cake.
It was really, really plain, and it had
a couple skulls on it.
It had some skulls. And, you know.
But so much of Dia de los Muertos is like the bright, vibrant colours and the intricate
and
patterns.
The really well-painted sugar skulls.
His was so plain.
His was supposed to be a Dia de los Muertos cake, but it ended up being an Abdul cake. Tell you what, this week, Abdul completely below
just
par,
very middle
but
of the
not
road.
So bad that he got kicked off.
Yeah, he was just very, I mean, spoilers. He was just very middle of the road this week. He didn't do anything super awful, but he also didn't excel at anything. He kind of just like floated on in the middle.
Still yeah. recovering from his flu last week or whatever it was.
Yeah, we don't know that. Could have just been a, you know, a sprained ankle.
Next up, Carol was making a pastel de chocolate Mexicano cake, which apparently was so incredibly spicy that the judges couldn't stand to eat it.
Oh, God,
she'd,
yeah.
She'd put bird's eye chilies in mm-hmm. the ganache, right? And mini chili rant on its way. Mini chili rant. You don't use bird's eye chilies in Mexican food because bird's eye chilies, spoiler alert, are from Thai food.
Are they definitely?
Yeah.
I'm surprised that neither of the judges mentioned it.
I don't even want to question what the judges' thought process was, but for Mexican food, you want to be using stuff like ancho chilies that have that kind of rich, mellow chili flavour without carrying all that much spice and layering different kinds of chili. No one was layering different kinds of chilies. There was lots of chili powder and chili flakes, and it kind of annoyed me that no one else was really using a variety of chilies to get a nice, deep chili flavour.
I mean, chilies are gross, so I support a no chili cake.
Well, I think the flavour of chilies you'd be okay with, but you don't like spice at all.
Nope.
So you won't ever get to experience it.
Nope. I'm certain that was it. Her cake was kind of messy too.
It was a bit of a messy
cake.
A bit
ugly, a bit just kind of ugh. Like it looked like it was kind of rushed and a bit, yeah, not good. Sorry, Carol. Not good job.
So James did a chocolate and lime many leches cake.
We also did a Frasier cake? Frasier cake?
And also did a Frasier cake. Oh, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Toss salads and Frasier cake. That's the theme song from Frasier. It's toss salad and scrambled eggs, but I changed it.
I see. Which is basically like a vanilla sponge with strawberries halved with cream?
It's a very thin sponge that's got like huge or whole big strawberries chopped in half with cream in the middle. That's the Frasier cake, and beneath it was a chocolate and lime cake.
They basically said that he did too much. The decorating was a bit haphazard and a bit messy. They said the Frasier cake wasn't enough to like warrant having done it. Like yeah. It wasn't good enough to have warranted spending extra time on something that they didn't ask for.
Yeah, which is a shame because in the signature he really showed off his sugar work skills.
Oh, I really liked his signature.
And his just looked like shit today.
Yeah, it just wasn't good enough, really.
Next up, Janusz, a fruity horchata tres leches cake.
Yeah, and like this looked stunning. This was like a pop art kind of dream. It was very neat white icing. I say neat because some of these cakes this week were not.
No.
With like little black polka dots and pink icing drizzling all the way down.
It screamed watermelon, it screamed dragon fruit, and it had little cuboids of dragon fruit on top. The judges said it didn't taste like phenomenal.
Yeah, they said the guava and I want to say passion fruit were like the saving graces of the flavor. It just wasn't. I feel like this week it was a really fine line of either packing too many flavors or not packing enough.
Yeah.
No one seemed to like get that good level of flavor apart from.
There was one person.
There's the one that we'll
flavor,
talk about.
Which we'll talk about.
Yeah, I think everyone either went really hard on the flavors and overpowered it with chili and shit, or they went under and it was just like not enough for the judges. The judges were quite picky this week, it felt like.
Which leads me to the Mexicoca pyramid. Kevin.
Oh, Kevin loves a little joke, a little gimmick, doesn't he?
He does love a joke. It's like
we had a fisherman last week.
We did. This week we had a really messy looking Mayan ziggurat.
It was messy looking, but I was quite impressed that he did it.
Yeah.
I feel like at least he tried to do something.
I mean, compared to Carol's. To harken back to our reviews last season, if it's ambitious and you can't do it, don't do it.
Oh, see, I would say no.
If you're going to go big, make sure you can do it. Otherwise, it's going to look like crap. And Kevin's kind of looked like crap.
I don't think it looked like crap.
It was unfinished. All around, it was messy. It was... I can't even tell you what they used to describe it.
Was it... Paul liked it.
Okay.
Paul thought it looked good. Was it messy? Yes. Was it more interesting than a bog-standard cake that had just been badly iced and claimed to be rustic? Rebs. Yes, much better than that.
All right, let's do it.
Rebs. Fucking hell, Rebs.
Mexican tiramisu wedding cake.
Oh, just fucking lazy. What do you mean it's... How is it Mexican and how is it a wedding... Like, what have you done to make it a Mexican wedding cake?
Well, she soaked the cake in that tres leche style.
Yes, but other than doing what the Showstopper Challenge asked for, like, I feel like she just made a cake and stuck a little thing that said love on the top. and then did the bad rustic icing.
Yeah, she should have put ammo on the top at least.
Like, it was just so gross.
It did look bad, and I'm not a massive fan of, I don't know what the proper title for it is, but I call them scrape cakes, where they put the frosting on the outside, they spin it, and they scrape off most of it, so you can see bits of cake poking through.
Yeah.
It is
rustic.
I don't like it.
No. I mean, I do in the right setting, but I think everything else about it has to look really, really good, like the decoration.
Yeah, yeah. It has to be neat as a pin and precise in order for that shabby chic
to work.
To work.
Absolutely.
But it didn't.
No, she fucked it.
She fucked it. And her cake didn't taste good.
Her cake was overwhelmingly just spiced and flavoured and not a good time.
She went too far the other way.
Yeah.
Maxi did a cocoa flour fiesta cake, which looked kind of dull.
Yeah, like, she'd piped some flowers on there, but, like, it wasn't anything super worth.
Mm.
Like, she had run out of time. She was just trying to get something on the cake, and it was... But, you know, it was a chocolate cake, and I like chocolate.
You do like chocolate. That's true. Sandro. Sandro's cake is... It's a fiesta, which made me immediately think of Lionel Richie. But it looked gorgeous. It had that kind of Jackson Pollocking... With the colours around the outside of it and a big moustache.
It looked great. I will argue that it's easier in that all he had to do was ice the cake and then just fling coloured icing on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it was very effective. So, you know, work easy, not hard. What?
Work smart, not hard.
There we go. That's the phrase.
Work
I'm
easy,
really
not hard.
Sick, guys.
The cake itself was a bit wonky.
Yeah, but it kind of works. It was winky, as a party. Wonky. But the judges liked it.
They did like it.
He thought he did a good job.
I thought he did a very good job.
Yeah.
Good for him. And Shabira, Queen of the Corn, making a sweet corn and cinnamon tres leches cake.
Both of the judges were just so surprised that it actually tasted like corn.
It tasted like corn. And she put corn in the cake batter.
Yes, which Prue said she wished she hadn't, because you kind of... It ruins the delicious cake she'd made, because she'd made quite a good sponge, I think, but there was just then, like, lumps of corn.
It's texturally weird and conceptually bad.
Yeah.
Which is kind of all there is to say about that as well.
Mm-hmm.
This week, really, the theme has been, there's not much to say about it, because they said generally the same things about most people.
Yeah, a lot of people had similar failings or similar triumphs, so it might seem like we aren't really saying much, but that's because there wasn't a huge amount to
say
this week.
Wasn't much to say. Dawn.
Dawn.
Dawn. Dawn saved herself.
Yeah, she really did.
She was on the struggle bus, and then she came in and made a blooming tres leches cake.
Yeah, and, like, it was very neat. It had, like, little eclair-looking things on top, round chocolate discs around the edge.
It looked so beautiful. It was perfectly smooth.
Yeah.
The edges were crisp.
That is a neat cake.
The little chocolate circles, each one seemed identical.
Yeah.
The profiterole-looking things on top were just, like... They weren't uniform, but their non-uniformity worked so well against the uniformity of the cake.
Yeah.
Perfect. Opened it up. Perfect layering.
Yeah.
The right amount of cream, the ganache. Perfect.
The sponge looked wet.
It looked like a wet fucking sponge, which is apparently what they're looking for.
Yeah. I mean, Prue was stood there just gushing about how delicious it was, and Paul was just staring at Dawn.
He had the biggest smile.
And I felt
bad.
He looked
so pleased.
Because, like, Prue was talking to Dawn, and all Dawn was doing was staring at Paul, like, what are you going to say, bud?
Yeah.
What do you think?
It was that thing where we were, like, waiting for Paul to be like, let me shake your hand. That was incredible.
Dawn felt very close to a handshake. Paul and Prue both fucking loved it.
Yeah.
So it was perfect, delicious flavours, outstanding. I thought she was going to get a handshake.
It's up there, for moments in this series, it's up there with, that's a red velvet cake.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah, it was just hard. I think a lot of people, like Shabira Blessed, just had such a panic because what they do is they soak their cakes in this milk and leave it in the fridge. And like Shabira's cake just didn't soak enough of the milk. I know that Rebs's cake, a lot of the milk just came and squeezed out of hers, like her bottom layer.
There were
Kevin
a couple
had
of
lumps
that...
of flour in his cake. And...
Well, it's just lumps of non-soaked sponge.
No, he said lumps of flour.
Oh, was it? Oh, okay.
That's what he said at the end.
Some of the cakes had like this milky liquid leaking out the bottom once they'd iced it and dressed it.
Mm.
So it's a hard bake.
Everyone seemed to have, a few struggles this week. And obviously, after last week, we have the thing of, do they send two bakers home? Do they send one baker and leave the two baker thing for another week? We had our top runners and kind of our standing top runners of Maxi Sandro and Janoush.
Yeah.
All up there for Star
I
Baker.
I reckon they'll be our final three.
They said that Dawn did a brilliant job, but just not
Dawn,
quite enough to push
Dawn
her to Star Baker.
Dawn pulled herself out the fire.
Yeah, she definitely she did.
But this week I get to have the excellent job.
You do get the excellent job.
Of announcing the winner. And the winner did well this week.
Of Star Baker.
Yeah, the Star Baker.
The not winner,
the winner. Of this week's winner, or this week's Star Baker, this week's Star Mexican of Bake Week.
You didn't do it with me.
Oh, we have to do it together.
Okay. We always do it together.
It is. Everyone's favourite Swedish architect, Maxi.
Woo!
Great job, Maxi. You really did well enough with your cake, but I think it was your tacos that saved it.
She was really consistently good across all the challenges. Yeah. Maxi is one of those people where she has such a sweet sounding voice, and I always expect her voice to be different than it is, and every time she speaks, it catches me off guard.
That's a really weird thing to say, Alicia. You get to do the bad job.
I do get to do the bad job, and I feel like it is a bad job this week. It's bittersweet is what I'll say, because the baker or bakers leaving the tent is James.
Aww.
And Rebs!
Hey!
I'm gutted that James went. I didn't think he deserved to go. Carol was down there, and I think Carol and Rebs should have
Carol
gone.
Carol is on borrowed time.
Carol fucked a lot of the challenges today. She was the last in the technical. And I don't understand how... And James did so well in the signature. Yeah. I cannot understand why they sent James over Carol. It feels like some kind of weird fix. And James was so sweet and like, oh, well, I've had fun. Rebs was just sobbing. But like, she just is bad.
She's not had a good week.
But she's not had a good week ever.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
As in, she hasn't had a single good week.
No, she's not had anything that has been...
But
you've
been fairly anti-Rebs since day one.
It's not that I've been anti-Rebs, it's that she hasn't done anything to impress me. It's not that I've just decided I don't like her. Like, she's not been very good, so she has been on the list to go home. And she has gone home, along with James. I think it's a real shame that James has left. He had a really good energy, he brought a lot of creativity, and I just genuinely don't think he was the worst this week.
No, it should have been Rebs and Carol.
Should have been Rebs and Carol, or just one of them, you know?
We're going to miss Rebs being the only Irish contestant.
Although T on Rebs... I think her and Sandro are dating. I saw on socials the other day that they're like sharing pictures of them on holiday together, being like, ooh, the next episode of Bake Off is coming out, like at the beach. And she was like wearing his shirt and stuff. So I think Rebs and Sandro.
Aww, that's cute.
Might be a thing. It is cute. But yeah, she's gone now. Bye, Rebs.
Occasionally on Bake Off, we watch people cry. And I have to say, just if you think you're going to go on Bake Off, just make sure you get a video of yourself having a genuine cry. And make sure that's something that you want people to see on national television. James, by the way, seemed happy to go.
He was like,
you know what? It's not been my week. I'm off. See you later.
Yeah, he just kind of was like, yeah, I didn't do great in anything this week, really. But it's such, I just don't think he was the worst. I think Prue and Paul was a bad decision there.
Do you think there's a pro-Devon agenda?
Absolutely. But next week, another Bake Off classic is Dessert Week.
It's Dessert Week.
And guys, it looks like it is going to be
a fucking riot. A hot mess. A hot, hot, hot mess.
I could not tell you what the signature is, but I know
the signature looks like it's going to be some sort of steamed pudding fiasco.
Oh, God. Yeah. And the technical, we've got a little preview. The technical this week is the classic. It comes with one line of instruction.
It's a one line instruction.
Which is make a lemon meringue pie. That is all the bakers have. They showed us a little sneak peek of the panic on their faces.
Yep.
Yeah, it's going to be a good week.
It's going to be a fantastic week.
I'm hoping for more drama. Like, this week was okay, but it just didn't have as much spice.
It wasn't a very interesting week.
No.
We've
Is it because Rebs and Abdul were back? I have no scientific analysis for this.
So, we'll see you next week, where Alicia won't have her Auntie Rebs agenda.
No.
I've been Josh.
I've been Alicia. Hopefully next week I won't feel like trash, and we'll have some lemon meringue tea to spill.
Bye, guys.
Have a great week.
Bye.
See you later.